18 hit a banana or something? Front end's killed.
I think you got red shelled.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Last Case of Motion episode 10,000?
10,002, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did the 10,000.
Yeah.
So let me guess, experts, Ben, at this point, isn't it like 10,000 hours makes you an expert?
Yeah, yeah, I think it does. So, I mean, we're definitely experts at bullshit.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are. Little change of scenery. I'm inside.
I was going to say, yeah, you have a stable connection, and you're inside, and we can hear you. There's no birds. So where are you?
Yeah. I'm in my new house that has better service. My internet doesn't come out till Friday, but Spectrum's going to come out and run me a line, and then I'll be all set. I might actually do it on my laptop next week.
Whoa.
So big news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Leaps and bounds in the technology department here on Glass Case of Emotion this week.
Well, you know, it's 2020, you know, and figure we changed up a little bit. We had the technology, just a matter of getting it.
Keeping up with the times.
We need some bright spots in 2020.
I'll try.
So we had a week of stuff. Talladega was Talladega. Did Talladega things.
Talladega was, it was a shittier shit show than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I expected it to be a shit show, but I didn't expect it to be that much of one. I was surprised, actually, how hard some guys were racing, especially playoff guys early in that thing. You know, there was that big wreck at the end of stage one that took out some playoff guys, took us, didn't take us out, but we got in it. And yeah, it was wild. There was a lot of, I think we tied the record number of cautions there.
Yeah. And I think it was the most laps ever at a Talladega race.
Oh, was it?
I think, right? Did we do like 13 laps of overtime down?
Overtime down? No.
Sorry. My dog is going to end up shaking the camera because he's walking underneath the chair that the laptop's on.
Kim has shocker in hand.
I do.
Ready to let him know.
Ready to zap.
He's been good, though, with what he's learned.
Yeah.
That sounds about right on the over. I mean, it was a long race watching the race.
It was a long race. It was so we got in that wreck early, and we took a while to fix it and kind of get competitive. But it was actually how wounded the horse was. It actually ran pretty decent. And I'm going to throw Bubba under the bus here because me and the last the wreck where he and I got in the wreck.
Yeah.
That ended our day. Me and Eric Jones were coming with, I think we were coming 10 mile an hour faster than anybody else on the very top. He pushed me all the way from turn one, all the way to three. And Bubba made the worst time block in the history of blocks ever. And we were coming way too fast. Two, it was the last minute, and I plowed into him, and that got us all stacked up, and then we ended up wrecking three and four. So he put us in that position. I'm going to throw him under the bus because it upset me how big of a run me and Eric had, and Bubba just ruined it. He just ruined it. And
so is that what you guys were talking about outside the car?
I think I told him, I said, that was a really bad block. He said, I know. Yeah.
Because, like, there's one photo of, like, the two of you standing in front of, I think, your car. And you know that video that's on the internet? Would you look at it? Would you look at this? Would you look at that? Yeah. Like, the guy that's going around the car doing that? Like, that was the first thing that popped up in my head was that's what you were saying to him.
I know. I was like, man, we fixed it all day and try to get there to the end and then get taken out at the very end of that thing. It just sucks. But it was exciting race. But I had to throw somebody under the bus there.
Yes.
And then that was good. No, I'm good.
Air your grievances.
Yeah. You have the platform for it.
After Talladega. So.
I mean, I don't know if Denny will vent after Talladega. He'll vent after another race, but not Talladega.
Yeah. I was sitting in the care center watching the end of the race, and I was hoping DeBad Denny would win that dang thing. So that sucked that he – well, it sucked he ran second, but then they penalized him after Which I could understand why they penalized them. He did run the 24 down there pretty hard. But like the Denny thing, I was curious about. I know a lot of people were upset about the Denny going below the yellow line. He did, and I don't think he was really that forced below there.
No.
And then he stayed down there. He stayed. It's not like he dipped two tires off and got right back on the track. He stayed down there for like a long time.
Well, I think the thing that McMurray said on Race Hub was, and I mean, maybe you can speak to this a little bit. In that split second when you see sparks coming off of your off of the 24 in front of you, you know, what's your decision making in that split second? Do you stay low and avoid what could be a crash, or do you come back up knowing that you might not get penalized if you come up and don't advance your position?
Well, okay, I can understand why he turned left, because he saw those two guys getting together and okay, he turned left, but he just stayed down there. Like, it's not like he like went like left and then right back on the track after he cleared those guys. He just stayed down there. And I don't know. I think him going down there to avoid whatever it was is okay, but I thought I would think they'd make you get up quicker than what he did. He just went down there to just get away from everybody.
Yeah.
To not side draft. And I was like, and then I like Dale Jr.'s thing. Just get rid of it. Just get rid of the double yellow line rule. I mean, they put that in place when there was grass on the back stretch. Mm-hmm. And there was only like two lanes to the bottom, and then you hit grass. So it's like, okay, someone gets pushing the grass, it's a big deal. But I mean, I don't think you're going to have a lot of guys like just turning left and trying to pass people below there. I don't know. I think you should get rid of it. There's always controversy at the end of them things because of that yellow line.
I mean,
so I don't know. I think you got to try it and then see how it goes. So,
well, Talladega did not disappoint and gave us a lot of storylines to talk about afterwards. Another storyline that we kind of talked about a little bit last week, but we didn't get the full rundown because it wasn't released until after the show was released, but the 2021 schedule.
Yeah.
what do y'all think?
I'm excited just because there's some different stuff. It's like the most significant change we've seen in a long time.
A lot of difference. A lot of different stuff. Is this banana good to eat, or is it a little bit too brown?
You can eat good. It. Yeah. It'd be great to bake with. Brown banana is great to bake with.
Well, that ain't happening, so I'm just going to eat it naturally. Very sensual way. I don't think it's good to eat a banana on screen. So
No. Maybe chunk it.
Back of the camera.
Like, if you got a knife and like cut it into little pieces instead of trying to eat the
I'll just break it up into little pieces.
Yeah,
so it's not so erotic.
Right. You don't want to deep throat the banana on camera.
Ooh.
Not on camera.
Just saying.
When the camera's off.
Yeah.
You know,
go to town. Yeah.
Yeah, the schedule.
Oh man, I want to make a bad joke about went deep on the schedule, but I'm not. I'm gonna avoid that and just say that I'm much like the Auto Club reconfiguration. I'm here for it. I'm ready to see 21 and see what all these changes bring, because I think it could be exciting. The dirt at Bristol is definitely going to be interesting. And
Bristol, the Cup at Road America, COTA.
Yeah. I mean,
COTA, Nashville, obviously, we knew that was coming, but I was upset and I was saddened to see Kentucky and Chicago go away, because I like those racetracks a lot. I think Chicago puts on a great race.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they both draw a pretty good crowd. So that was unfortunate to see. So I was sad about that, but. No, there's a lot of cool new places. The dirt at Bristol, I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm curious. Me personally, I was part of that truck race at Eldora a couple times, and I can say I enjoyed watching it more than I like being a part of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they make changes a little bit to the dirt race at Bristol, like can actually prepare the track like it should, take the windshields out of these cars, put screens in them. To where, you know, the track's just not super hard and packed up and gets rubber down. So hopefully they change it up a little bit. But, and I'm sad to see Fontana 2 Mile go away. That always puts on a great race. I mean, yeah, it would be cool to have a short track, but it always puts on a good show.
Well, the thing that I've kind of talked about with a couple of folks, and Atlanta kind of falls into this too, if you know that a repave is coming, right? Like, and everybody's saying, oh, don't repave Atlanta. Don't repave Auto Club. Like, the racing there is perfect. But at some point, that repave has to happen. If you throw a reconfiguration in when you do the repave, then, I mean, yeah, long run, you're losing the track that you had, but you might get something that is even better. Like, you might get something that's really cool. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it would be neat. But, yeah, I don't know. Auto Club don't need repave. It's fine. They don't rain out there anyway.
I feel like if you poll, like, every single driver in the all three series, how many of them over under five would say repave a track?
Under two. Under one. I don't think anyone would say. You could have a track with a big ass hole in it, and they'd be like, nah, don't repave it, just patch it.
There's grass and weeds coming up everywhere. They're like, it's fine, we'll just run them over, it'll be fine.
The only track I'd say I want repaved right now would be Dover.
Yeah.
Really?
And put asphalt on it, not concrete.
Dale Jr. said that about Bristol on the Kyle Long show.
Yeah, a couple just resurface weeks ago. It. Not even repave isn't even the right word. Resurface.
Yeah. I think asphalt puts on a better show, personally.
I mean, asphalt technology has come a long way.
Most of the roads in the world are asphalt. Cheaper than concrete.
It's porous. It allows for more drainage.
Faster.
Yeah.
Ain't going to get as many of them wipers.
Right.
No crying tracks.
And you might not get chunks of it that fly up and do random things.
Yeah.
I do want to say, Dover, we love you. We love you, Dover. This is not anything personal against you, Dover. This is just a statement on racing surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's our public service announcement to Dover, speaking directly to them.
Public surface announcement.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Oh.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. What else is going on? I feel like this week there's just been like NASCAR news after NASCAR news after NASCAR news.
Yeah, all of the news.
Yeah, the Bowman going to the 48.
Yeah.
That was news.
Yeah.
Yesterday. We're still waiting on what Matthew DiBenedetto is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that news.
Well,
hopefully good news. I don't know. His post-race interview at Talladega was like the most heartbreaking thing.
That, yeah. You could definitely read some things into his post-race interview. He was quite emotional. Then again, he also gets emotional after he finishes well in a race. That has happened at Bristol. True. It happens a lot.
I'm passionate.
He wears his passion on his fire suit.
Fire suit.
Yes.
Yeah. And also big news, breaking.
Dun, 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 dun.
Daniel Suarez.
Suarez, yes.
Daniel. Yeah.
Teaming up with Justin Marks for 2021.
Yeah, brand new team, which is cool. It's very cool.
I'm excited about that.
Trackhouse.
Justin's a sharp guy with a lot of good ideas, different ideas, so I'm curious to see what that team's able to do.
Bringing the 99 back into the sport, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah.
About time.
Do you think Daniel will do a backflip?
A la Carl Edwards.
Yeah, because, I mean, the 99, you know, just...
Yeah, can Suarez do a backflip?
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty good guy that probably would be able to do one.
In shape, you know, works out.
Symmetrical build.
Yeah. You know, I think he's athletic.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it'd be cool.
Okay, hot take right here. Carl Edwards left NASCAR because he realized he could never do a backflip again.
Ooh.
He was getting too old and didn't want to.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take right there.
Wow. That would be my reason to quit.
You know what they should do? They should have a race where it's a one-off race where they bring back, like, all of the guys that have retired within, like, the last, like, 5 to 7 years, but only them, and they all race against each other.
They did that at Bristol a while back. It wasn't just, like, the...
Like, a legitimate one, though.
That was, like, some older guys, too.
No, not older guys. I'm talking, like, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Jamie McMurray, Carl Edwards, like, and just have at it and let them see what they do.
Wouldn't that
be great? I'd vote yes for that.
It'd be like a version of the All-Star race, but you'd have to do like a play on words.
Yeah.
Maybe a prelim to the All-Star race?
I don't know.
If they race their way in.
They drive like our cars. Like, I would get a pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they drive, like, the current cars, they get thrown in for just, like a off race.
Yeah, like, I go pick, Tony Stewart to come run my car or something. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Who would you pick? Would it be Tony Stewart? Would it be Jeff Gordon? Would it be Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
I'd probably tell my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He falls in that category. Got out of in 14. Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if I should tell this or not. My dad turned down a ride for Kansas.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. He turned down a ride.
For the Cup Series
last night he said, I got offered a ride for Kansas. I said, do it. Called me this morning. He was like, I turned it down. I was like, what the hell, man? You should have did it. He was like, and I kind of made him feel bad. He was like, yeah, I know. I probably should have done it.
Or is that just the, how old's your dad now?
Ooh, my dad is 54, I believe.
Is that the 54-year-old in him, discretion being the better part of valor?
Yeah, he doesn't care about.
Yeah.
He don't. Yeah. Yeah. I would go run sprint cars, but I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
He was telling me a random text last night at like 9 o'clock. He was like, I just got offered a ride. And I was like, dang it, do it.
You think that makes him feel young? Like, oh yeah, I still got it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Still got it.
I think so. Still got it. But so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. If you want to get off the racing stuff, because I got a story.
Yeah, we can make that transition.
Yeah, I'm gonna shit on DirecTV.
Oh,
really hard.
Okay. Like the receiver or the dish?
I don't have DirecTV.
I'm gonna shit on their entire company.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me get my coffee.
So, all right. I've had DirecTV for like 4 or 5 years. Like since I got a house, had DirecTV, and so I'm just transferring my service from my old house to this house. Pretty easy. Called last week. Hey, can I transfer service? They're like, I said, I have my old boxes, all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, we'll send a technician out. We made a date for, supposed to be Monday, between 12 and 4. He was going to come out, make sure everything was good, maybe give me a new dish, whatever you need to do. All right, between 12 and 4, he's going to be at your house. Awesome. 4 o'clock rolls around. He is not here. I'm like, okay. So I called customer service. I'm like, hey, the guy didn't show up. They're like, oh, well, looking here, it shows that he's just running a little late. We don't know where he is, but it just says he's late. I said, how do you not know where your guy is? Whatever. Okay. So they said, well, he can show up as late as 8. So I said, so you want me to wait here till 8 now? From 12 to 8. They're like, yeah. I said, and if he doesn't show up, they said, well, just call back tomorrow and we'll reschedule you. I said, okay. Doesn't show up. Doesn't show up. I'm like, okay. Okay. All right, so I called him the next morning, Tuesday morning. I'm like, hey, the guy didn't show up, yada, yada. He was like, all right, well, let me check on this. And he was like, oh, well, here it is. There was an error with your request, and the guy never even received it. And you're talking to new people every time you call.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like you're talking to the same person.
Same person, yeah.
Yeah, which makes it frustrating because they don't know what's going on. So they're like, oh, well, there's an error, and he never even received it. I said, well, the guy said yesterday that he was just running late. So I said, which one is it? That he didn't receive it or he was just running late, never showed. He was like, well, let me check on it a little bit more. So this is like a 45-minute call. Checks on it, he comes back, he's like, oh, well, he was running late, actually, and he couldn't find your house and he tried to call you, and you didn't answer. I said, that is a complete lie. Never got a call. Okay. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm pretty fed up. You guys give me the runaround. Just cancel everything I got. I said, cancel my service. I'm done with you guys. I was very upset at this point. And he's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. So he transfers me to another lady after 45 minutes. Transfer me to a lady, cancel my service. I said, I want to cancel my stuff. Why? And I told her the story. I said, I'm just kind of fed up with it. Not very professional, yada, yada, yada. She's like, well, what are you going to do for entertainment? I said, there's plenty of other entertainment providers other than you guys. So I'm fine on that. She was like, well, is the price a concern? I said, no, the problem is what I just told you, what all this stuff was. So anyway, and it's not like you can, it can't be this simple. They can't just press a button and cancel your stuff and that'd be it. No, it's, they got to go through all these different people. So I'm on hold for all this time. Another 45 minutes goes by. She's like, all right, I'm with my supervisor. We're working on canceling it. All right. And then she hangs up on me. She hangs up. Yeah. I'm sitting in the same spot. Called it and dropped.
What?
She hangs up. Yeah. So I am furious. I'm so mad. And I can't do anything about it because they are states away, countries away. I have no idea where the DirecTV homeland is located, so where I can go pee on the building because I'm so pissed off at these people. So I call, I take a couple hours to cool off, get to my old house to do some stuff, call back. Hey, I want to cancel my service. And I kind of feel bad for this lady because I was a dick this last time I called because I've been through five people. Yeah. And it's been just terrible.
At that point, though, like, you're kind of validated and being frustrated.
I know, but she didn't know how frustrated I was. She doesn't know the whole thing, but I was just fed up with it. And so I told her the story, and she gave me the same runaround the previous lady did. Was like, "What's wrong? Are you sure?" And then she got lippy with me, which I really got pissed off at. Was this lady got lippy with me? That I was mad, and I wasn't being like 100% dick. I was like 60% asshole. Like I could have been a lot worse.
60% dick.
Yeah, 60% dick. So I was semi chub over.
And, okay.
Just a tip.
So she's like, I told her, you know, I just don't think it's professional. She's like, well, you know, if it were me, if I had a bad experience like that, I wouldn't just cancel all my service. I said, well, that's great for you, but I'm telling you, I want to cancel my stuff. I said, I don't care what. Okay, that's great for you. I want to cancel my stuff. She was like, all right, I'm just trying to do my job. I said, well, then do your job and cancel my stuff. Just do your job. She was like, okay, well, you don't have to raise your voice. I said, I'm not raising my voice. You're pissing me off. I was so pissed. So angry. Finally, another 45 minutes go by. Working on it. And I'm waiting for her to hang up, but I got to start this process all over again. And I'm ready to just absolutely chuck phone and just burn stuff to the ground. And she finally comes back and she's like, all right, we canceled the delivery order. I was like, what delivery order? They're like, the guy that was supposed to come out. I said, you didn't have to cancel that. He never came out. It was never even an activation. I said, I want you to cancel my account. She's like, oh, we had to do that first to get into your other account. She's like, okay. And then she finally comes back. She's like, all right, we've halted your account. I said, what does halted mean? Like, you paused it? Like, am I still paying for it? What was she doing? She was like, oh, no, I meant cancel. We just say halt around here. I was like, use normal English. Use normal words you talk to a customer about. And finally, it got canceled. So, 2 days, 3 days of just, so, DirecTV, you're terrible. Working in customer service, it's awful.
Would you say they weren't very direct?
Literally, like, one button to cancel it, but they just give you this runaround, so you, like, are, like, hem and haw, and you're like, well, I mean, do I really want to cancel it? And then maybe something's coming on TV the next day you want to watch, so you're like, oh, wait.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's no way it's that hard to cancel.
No, it's something. Just
like,
yes, no, cancel. Yeah.
And the bad thing is I tried to do it online. I tried to cancel my service online, and you have to call.
Yeah.
You can't do it online.
I tried to do that with something, and like, in order to even find the word cancel service, you had to like search in the FAQ and go down like five different, like.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. Bad. Yeah.
I remember I had to like return something to Spectrum, obviously not DirecTV, but Spectrum, like return like a box or something. And they had sent me like a label in a box to mail it back in. But like the there's like a store or whatever, like literally a mile from my house. So I went in to drop it off and they're like, you're not allowed to drop this off. You have to mail it in. And I'm like, literally, this address is the same that's on the sticker. And they would not accept it. Like, I had to take it to UPS or whatever the label was to mail it to the location I was just at.
You know what you should have done for Halloween this year? Apparently, postal workers' costumes are, like, the big thing. So if you just go, like, buy, like, a USPS, the U.S. Postal Service costume, and then walk in with the package and say, hey, I have this delivery. It's from a Kim Kuhn. She wants you to have this. And then leave.
You know my desire to be a postal worker. So mm-hmm. I would buy the real thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah, you dress up and you just deliver mail.
Yeah.
Like, here you go. But it's from it's like from yourself, so you don't have to pay the shipping fee. There you go. That'd be hilarious.
Just go drop things in mailboxes.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I had to get that off my chest because I wanted to call out DirecTV because that was just terrible. Awful experience.
I have no words. Their service was not direct. They gave you the old DirecTV dip and twirl.
They gave you the runaround.
Yeah.
It was
in DirecTV. Yeah, DC runaround.
That, speaking of...
I've never been so mad at a stranger, multiple strangers in my life over the phone.
Normally, like, when you go to someone else, you get someone that's, like, a lot nicer about it, and then, like, they can, like, work you through your stuff, but, like, to get, like, multiple assholes.
Yeah. It's always, like, the customary lines they give you, though, like, we know you're frustrated, but, and I'm like, no, like, you don't have to tell me that. Like, that's, I know that's in your transcript. Yeah. You actually don't care.
Yeah, I actually, the last lady I talked to, she was like, she was trying to sell me back on the service.
Oh, yeah. That's their whole thing. Like, they want to sell you more.
Back. I was like, listen, you're not going to sell me back on it. I was like, I'm calling to cancel. This is my duty. I was like, I told her, I said, you can stop trying to sell me on it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's done, over with. Return the ring.
Well, it looks like you're eligible for this, and this at this price for 6 months, mm-hmm. and then it doubles in 10 months.
So whack, like on all those, like Spectrum, it's cheaper for you to get a bundle with a landline than if you just want whatever the options are without the landline. You're like, wait, what? I want actually less than you're offering and paying less, but you're going to make me get a landline to pay less. What?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So I'm going to do that YouTube TV. Do you guys have YouTube TV?
Yes, I do. It's pretty good.
I heard it's great. Yeah.
I've used it. I don't have it, but I've used it at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Ding. No, it's pretty good.
I don't know why that popped up.
That's fine. It's notifications.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it's good. Some of my buddies have it, and I've messed around on it a little bit. And I heard it's you get all the channels you want. Like, you can watch games and
yeah, and they added NFL Network this year, so, like, you can watch.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that and Red Zone are on there now. That was, one of the things they didn't have, so.
Yeah.
Now that's there, it's a lot of good stuff.
And you just download it, right? I mean, you just download it and pay however much, X amount of money per month.
And you can log in on a website. This is not a commercial for YouTube TV. Yeah. This is not a paid endorsement.
YouTube TV, give us free stuff.
Yeah.
Free stuff.
Come on, Google. Get with the program. Glass Case of Emotion, brought to you by Google. Or
YouTube. Google owns YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
That's why, like, in the corner when you log, like, go to YouTube, like, it has your whatever picture you've uploaded for, like, Google or Gmail. Like, if you look at the little circle in the corner.
Oh. I don't have Gmail. Yahoo, man.
Yeah. Still on the Yahoo. All right. Holding strong.
It's been the same email for like 6 years. So
I thought it was going to be like your middle school email address.
My AIM.
Yeah.
I do have my, which I literally almost said it.
My Kim's email address is.
I do have my old like Hotmail/MSN Microsoft email that I used my AIM screen name like as like the address. But now I use it for junk mail. It's the best thing. So, like, anytime I buy something online, like from an online retailer, I use that email.
Yep.
So it immensely helps the traffic on my main.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. I need to do that.
I'm now intrigued by what your AIM screen name was, Kim. Because, like, everybody had, like, that weird, like, mine was, like, Lincolnite 26 because I was into the Civil War.
Yeah.
Lincolnite.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't that interesting.
It's like, Kimmy C, 1, 2, 3.
There was something along those lines.
Yeah. It's always like a sort of nicknamey name and then a couple of numbers.
Yeah, it's like a nicknamey name and numbers. That's literally what it is.
KC Fly Girl, 1, 2, 4.
Is your house talking to you now?
Yeah.
Sturgill was to us.
I thought it was like, hey man, is this house ever, is this house haunted?
Bubba thinks it looks like the Amityville Horror House.
Have you met Bubba's dog yet?
Yeah, Archie. No.
That's Archie.
Archie's, my dog.
Archie's right there. Buttercup, Fluffy.
I can't remember his damn dog's name.
What's his dog's name?
Asher. Asher.
Asher. Similar.
Yeah. 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 He and Sturgill have played him a good bit, and he's a good dog. He's obviously a puppy. He's playful like crazy, but.
Oh, sweet boy.
But yeah. But yeah, he's good.
I did see an article that popped up about a guy, and this kind of goes back to one of the conversations we had about the towns in Pennsylvania, you know, blue ball, intercourse, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that rode his bike 69 miles a day for 36 days to go from Pee Pee Creek in Washington State to Poo Poo Point in Ohio.
I did see that. And he did 69 miles each
day. Yes, yes, yes.
That's a lot on a bike. Holy shit.
I mean, it's not.
Maybe, I don't know. Jimmy does like 100, I think. So
yeah.
I don't know.
That's like.
There's like Jimmy.
That's like 5 or 6 hours of biking, depending on how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Like, with just like a moderate pace, that's probably like 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
A day. Not too bad.
It's not terrible. There was. A buddy of mine sent that to me and said that he wants to do that in North Carolina and go from the town of Erect to Why Not and then Climax.
Stop.
Those are legitimate North Carolina names. There's the Erect Fire Department. They're all up near Randleman and Level Cross up in the Petty Country up there. So when you said Bubba, that's what triggered my my thinking of that. So good story. I found $5 afterwards and then got on my bike and rode off. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So, awesome.
Awesome stuff. Really, really cool. Really, really, really cool.
News I read on the Charlotte Agenda. Great follow on Instagram if you live in the Charlotte area.
Yes, I follow them.
I guess our phase 3 is happening and like movie theaters are open.
Yeah.
A little tiny bit of movie theaters are open and I'm so excited to go to the movies again.
I want to see Tenet, but the only thing is the movie theaters are open, but there's like so many movies that were supposed to come out that now have pushed back to like 2021 and 2022. Mm-hmm. Like I think Batman, the one with Rob Pattinson, I think he pushed it to 2022.
Yeah. It sucks.
That's craziness. And then I did see a funny video from the stars of that. I think it's called Free Guy, whatever that Ryan Reynolds movie is.
Yeah.
They were basically like making fun of all like of the pushbacks, but like doing it humorously. And they're like, Free Guy coming holidays 2020. And then it's like, I mean, Valentine's Day 2021. I mean, spring 2021. And they're like, could happen before or after Olympics 2021. We don't know.
At some point, this movie will come out, and you will see it. To your point, though, Ryan, I think, was it Regal, maybe, that said that they were going to delay or
stay? They're keeping all of their locations in the U.S., I think maybe worldwide, too, closed.
Yeah. When the James Bond film No Time to Die got delayed to 2021, as opposed to the holidays, they were like,
Tenet, though. I'll go see Tenet.
I heard it's really good.
I did too. I mean, it's Christopher Nolan, so.
Yeah.
I did hear an interview with Val Kilmer about the, he's in a movie with his daughter, but he talked a little bit about Top Gun, which has also been pushed back. He didn't give a lot away. He said that his hair was not as long in Top Gun as it was in. But did you know that he has had a tracheotomy?
Yeah.
And his voice is now.
Really?
Yeah.
He already had like an interesting voice. I did not know that. Was he like a smoker? What was the cause?
Oh, yeah. He was a smoker. Yeah.
Kids, don't smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke.
Yeah.
And if you're smoking, quit. But yeah, no, it was an interesting interview with him.
Have a look it up. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen Top Gun.
Excuse me?
Never seen Top Gun. I've seen maybe 10 minutes of it.
Hang on. You've seen Days of Thunder, though, right?
Well, yeah, obviously Days of Thunder, but
you've I've never seen Top Gun.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder is Top Gun.
I don't usually like to put that out, but never seen Top Gun.
You need to task yourself with watching that sometime soon.
Mm-hmm. Hot take, Top Gun is overrated.
I've heard. That's why I haven't seen it.
Everybody loves it, and I get it. Like, I love the F-14 Tomcat. You know, I'm a fan of Anthony Edwards and Meg Ryan and Great Balls of Fire.
It's like quintessential 80s. It came out in the 80s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The 80s?
Was it the 80s?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a movie I've seen.
I want to say 86.
I wouldn't rank it as like one of the top 20 or even 50 movies in terms of my favorites, but it's definitely one like you need to see. The soundtrack's good.
Yeah.
McGillis is good in it.
Ozark, Alabama's calling me. I'm going to not accept that.
Got the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I don't even know where Ozark is. Is that where they film that show with the drugs?
The Ozarks go through a couple of states. I would think that's closer to northern Alabama. Oh, hello. This is my dog. And
he's gone.
There he goes.
And it's gone. Yeah, Top Gun, it's worth watching, but it's good. It's just not good.
Yeah, okay. But it's good. I wouldn't, say it's the best movie, but...
Days of Thunder. Okay. Is Days of Thunder a good movie? Or is it a good movie?
If I didn't work in racing, I don't know that I would have the same appreciation for Days of Thunder that I do since I work in racing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree with that statement. Okay. Top Gun or Independence Day?
Ooh.
Independence Day is so good. I love science fiction, though.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's a real Sophie's choice there.
It is. I got a big old dog right here.
I think I'd go Top Gun. I'd go Top Gun over Independence Day.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
I think I'm going Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day. I haven't even seen Top Gun. I know Independence Day is better than Top Gun.
Here's one. Yeah, let's go. Let's switch it now. Just Will Smith movie to Will Smith movie. Independence Day or I Am Legend?
Independence Day.
I Am Legend. I Am Legend
is such a good movie that I feel like is underrated.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Great movie.
Okay. Jeff Goldblum films. Independence Day or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. There's no question.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Must go faster. Just must go faster.
Give up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I was just keep rattling off.
There's nobody in Jurassic Park besides Jeff Goldblum that really had Laura Dern, you could be like
Sam Neill?
I do love Sam Neill.
Sam Jackson?
Sam Jackson or Sam Jackson.
There's this old guy at my church. Oh, you know what? Samuel L. Jackson is in that.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He did Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Hold on to your butts. Early. Yeah. Haven't you seen the Chappelle Show? Deep Blue Sea, a shark ate me in that one. Jurassic Park.
I'm trying to think of a comparable Samuel L. Jackson movie in terms of it'd be hard to decide along the lines of Jurassic Park. And
okay, I don't Sam Neill movies. And I'm just making sure that I've got this right. Yes, Sam Neill movies, Jurassic Park, or The Hunt for the Red October.
Jurassic Park. Hunt for Red October is a good movie.
It's so long since I've seen The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me, too. I need to see it again.
Mm-hmm. That is one that if it's on, it's like Shawshank Redemption. If it shows up on TV, I'm locked in for Hunt for the Red October the whole way through.
Speaking of Samuel L. Jackson movies, have you ever seen Black Snake Moan?
No, yeah. I haven't.
That was like one of the first dirty movies I think I ever saw as a kid.
Weird.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci was in that, right?
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was. She was a smoke show in that.
She is sneaky hot. I don't feel like people give her enough credit.
I wouldn't even say sneaky hot. That stays hot. It's not even sneaky hot.
But she was like a different kind of hot in that movie. She was like just a trashy, dirty, Trailer Parky, hot.
In general, I feel like she's like a sneaky hot because she has like an interesting, different look that I don't know that people would be like, oh, she's classically beautiful. And she like played Wednesday Addams.
Well, see,
back in the day.
She was in Casper the Friendly Ghost, too. Not Casper the Friendly Ghost 2, but Casper the Friendly Ghost. Mm-mm. But see, she was like, she's close to our age, Kim. She's a little bit older. She was born in 1980. So like growing up, like seeing her in those movies, I was like, what's up, Christina Ricci? I'm just trying to hide it. Like I thought she was hot when I was younger.
Yeah.
I always appreciated her.
I did too.
Yeah, but
totally appreciate it.
Yeah, she's like trashy hot.
Yeah. Weird movie though.
Super weird.
Weird movie.
2006, Black Snake Moan.
Was it 2006?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 14 years ago. Yeah, I was like 12.
Yeah.
So that was like one of the first that was like a super dirty movie.
What is
like,
this?
Yeah.
What is this?
What are those?
Like, damn. Yeah. But it's funny, you look back on it, and that's Sam Jackson was like the main character in that movie. Yeah. Well, one of the main characters.
Yeah.
Sam Ricci was the main character.
Can you say his full name, Samuel Jackson, without the L? Like
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah. Jackson? It feels weird to say it like Samuel L. Jackson.
Do we know what the L stands for?
Lorenthal?
Is it Lorenthal? Or are you just making that up?
Lawrence, what, of the radio?
You want to say Lawrence because you're thinking of...
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
No, I want to say Lawrence because Lawrence, what? Lawrence of Arabia? It's from...
Leroy.
Leroy. Jenkins?
Leroy, really?
Stands for Leroy.
Huh. Leroy Jenkins.
I wouldn't have guessed that, but it makes me... Oh, guess what? His birthday is on December 21st. December birthday. It's the day after mine. It's a good day.
It's right near Christmas.
It is. Christmas baby. Ryan's a December baby, too.
Yeah, almost. Well, I almost wasn't.
You almost weren't.
Yeah.
You're on the cusp.
5 hours. 5 hours later, I would have been January. But
just think.
Which is cooler, being born on New Year's Eve, or do you think it would have been cooler to be born on 1-1?
I mean, honestly, I don't really care too much. New Year's Eve's fine. My parents told me a story a couple years ago why I was born on New Year's Eve and why they didn't wait for me to be born on New Year's. Tax break.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
That is a real thing.
Yeah, tax break. So they were like, we made sure you were born before the New Year. Yeah.
It's like, I need to go find a girl to get pregnant for next year, like now, so like I can get the house tax break on next year's taxes and then the kid thing on the following, you know, try and time it out right. So, ladies, if you would like a baby.
Ladies. But,
I'm in it for the taxes, not for the parenting.
That's seems like a lot of work just for a
Oh, I don't know if I should talk about it.
What?
Well, what Chuck was saying reminded me. Did you see the, you guys know who Morgan Wallen is?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the stuff from this past weekend about him?
No.
Wait, who?
Morgan Wallen. He's a country singer.
Oh, no, I don't know who he is.
He sings that song like Whiskey Glasses and stuff, and I don't know. You might know him if you heard him. Doubtful. You're looking at me like I have two heads, so okay.
I believe you. I'll take your word for it.
Not even. Well, apparently, well, he, I don't know if he's from Alabama, but he was at the Alabama game. And Erin, my sister, loves Morgan Wallen. And she was at Alabama, too, because she graduated from there. She was there with friends watching the football game. And she texted me. She was like, Morgan Wallen's here hanging out at a bar.
Oh.
I was like, cool. Go find him. Great. And I was like, I can't help you out. I don't know the guy. And then the next morning I got up and it was Barstool who put out this thing of like, there was all these videos of him making out with like 20 different girls in this bar in Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on team. It's on TMZ 43 minutes ago. Country music star Morgan Wallen caught on video partying maskless and kissing random women in Alabama.
Outside of it being COVID times, and then you think about the fact that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and I don't know that I'm going to be swapping spit with 20 different girls.
Well, and he's supposed to be on SNL this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I told Erin, I was like, good thing you didn't go out and find him that night, because that might have been a little
awkward.
Yeah.
Did you watch the premiere of SNL?
I did.
I've seen clips. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, though.
I mean, it was SNL. You know, there was the best skit was the future one where it was like, my mom's married to Kenan Thompson. It was pretty funny. It was basically the sketch was a kid from like the 90s. And then like it was saying, this is what your future's like in 2020. And then the punchline was his mom was married to Kenan Thompson. And he was like, oh. Because of, you know, all that and all the Nickelodeon stuff. You know, it's better just to watch it instead of having me. That would be like a very shitty show is Chuck recounts SNL without graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You did your best.
I tried. It was terrible. But watch it.
Speaking of doing our best, I thought we did our best today. I thought it was a good conversation.
We did.
Yeah.
I do want to, before we wrap... quick take us down, but we'll come back up. Eddie Van Halen passed away.
One of the everybody's crying, not just Jamie.
That was Aerosmith.
I did listen to a bunch of Van Halen yesterday because
that
of
was
it.
Aerosmith.
Jamie's Crying is my favorite song.
Isn't that Aerosmith?
What?
Is that
Aerosmith? Man.
Jamie's Crying is a Van Halen song.
Am I?
Okay. I'm asking. I was just speaking up for Chuck.
It is. I thought you said Janie.
No.
And I'm going to edit around that so I don't look like a complete tool. But
Chuck was like, isn't that it's talking so quiet.
Chuck.
I know.
Yeah.
But.
There's been many a times I have made a fool of myself on this podcast, so you cannot edit that out.
I mean, to be honest, Van Halen was a little ahead of my time.
Also, Van Halen has like 150 legitimate people would recognize songs, something like that, so it's okay.
And apparently Fox News put up a picture of David Lee Roth instead of Eddie Van Halen.
You know what the sad part is?
So I'm not the only one.
He was only 65, which that's not that old.
I didn't realize that his son was in the band with him now. So it was like literally three Van Halens and David Lee Roth in the current iteration. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
His son was playing bass. Yeah. Wolfgang Van Halen.
Hmm.
So anyway, that was the bring it down, but we can bring it back up because we got more racing coming up this weekend at the Roval.
Yes, we do.
It's a home game.
Final round or final race of the round. And it's looking like rain. Looking like rain Saturday and Sunday. So y'all should be exciting. So
should be home game, and you get to sleep in your new home bed for, you know, another. Not like it's really. I mean, you guys have been what, traveling out?
I've been staying here for like over a week, but yeah, it's fine.
It's cool. It's cool. Just things. You know, I'm going to hit the music now. I'm just going to play the music.
Okay.
And we're just going to, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Because it's that we're 50 minutes into the show and there's now a minute and a half left.
So I got to go golfing.
Oh, nice.
I'm golfing at this new place right by my house, Skybrook, you know, and a little country club. So I'm golfing there today with some buddies and I might become a member if I like it. Ooh, but I want to check it out first.
Yeah.
So, oh, look at you, all grown.
I'm excited. Yeah. And look at me. Maybe a country club member. Never would have thought it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Deck update. They painted yesterday and are putting in the electrics today in the gutters. So.
Nice.
Fingers crossed. I've got a painted deck. And nice. We'll be able to party on my deck soon.
What color did you paint it?
Dove gray on the ceiling, and then just like a battleshipy gray type thing on the sides.
Nice.
Matches the siding on the house. And some white on there, too. Yeah.
Nice.
Accents and stuff.
Awesome.
Well, we'll have to break it in properly sometime.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that that deck is good and broken in. Rate and review on iTunes. Like and subscribe on YouTube. And tell your friends, tweet us, do all that fun stuff. Facebook. Do things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Don't share bad memes on Facebook, but do good, nice, wholesome things on Facebook.
Yeah. And watch this weekend.
Boom.